First, let's say hello to Philip Forsberg, who is on the line with us, Nashville Predators forward. Phil, how are you? Good morning.
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Game night. It's kind of the rare Wednesday, but I love this week of Thanksgiving schedule that you all do, where usually you play kind of a Monday night and then the night before Thanksgiving, and then things take a little bit of a break, and then you're back at it on Black Friday. But I guess it's business as usual for you all.
Yeah, certainly. It's, like you said, obviously a little different with having the Monday, Wednesday, Friday as game days, which, we usually don't have as often. But there's been a lot of Monday night games so far, which changes things up a little bit. But, it'd be great to get back at it after that one on Monday.
So, we've talked to you and talked to your teammates, and we hear from Barry every week and all of that. And obviously it's no secret that you guys wish things were going a little bit differently right now. You're finding some good, but still a little bit of bad in there. What is kind of the mood in the dressing room with you and your teammates as you guys navigate through this?
I think the mood is, like you said, we definitely would have wished to be, flipping the record if we had the opportunity. But at the same time, I think the mindset and like you said, the mood has been, it's been really solid from day one. Obviously, everybody's aware of the work we got ahead of us, but it hasn't wagered any of the confidence or any of the belief that we have in the locker room. So I think guys are, in a good spot when it comes to that, but certainly eager to get the wins coming.
We're talking to Philip Forsberg on the Chase and Big Joe Show. And, Philip, we could sit here all day and talk about how the season's not going how you wanted and everything like that so far. Tell us what you do like. What is working? What's some of the things that you feel like you guys are doing really well right now?
I think special teams have been really good. Obviously, the penalty kill, I think, still leads the league, or right up there at least. In the power play, might not have been awesome last game, but I think we've been doing a lot of good things on the – overall, the broad side of things, and I think that's something that we keep working on every day. But I think special teams is something that we really been, showed up on, and especially for the penalty killers. Those guys have done a tremendous job so far, and really given the team a chance to win every single night. And I think, obviously we got some work to do on 5-on-5 stuff, but the special teams have been carrying us in games and gotten us points, and that's something that we're going to have to keep improving on as well.
Off of that, what's the most frustrating thing? I mean, it's not like you guys are just going out there and just skating around in a circle. I mean, the effort is there. So what's the frustrating part about all this?
The frustrating, frustration is something that we try to keep at a minimum, obviously. But like I said, we're all competitive people. We all want the best for this team. And we all put so much, like you said, time and care into it that when things don't go your way, you want it to, but I think we've got to get a little more consistency into our game. Like you touched on earlier, there's, a really good game on Saturday against, the number one team in the league. And then we go into Jersey and don't really follow it up. And then, that's kind of been the theme a little bit. So I think there's the positive is that clearly we've proven that we can do it, but we just got to, do it every single day, every single night, whatever it takes. Because, like I said, we put ourselves in a little bit of a spot that we need to dig out of. And clearly there's a ton of time, but also things happen fast in this league.
Yeah, not only that, Philip Forsberg joining the show. It seems like you guys are playing like every other hour. Are you able to take a deep breath, Philip? Because it's like a game, day off, game, day off, game, day off. Are you able to kind of take a deep breath and kind of get away from it for a moment or no?
I think everybody finds their way. I mean, you know how it goes. It's, certain times it's a little harder, but I think everybody's got to find their way of doing it. And for me, it's just been spending time with family, and obviously having Felix as an addition to that this year has been a really good place to get away, so to speak, from the game, whether it's good or bad. Like even when you're playing really well, you still need to get away from that, from the grind every day. So I think that's been, really, really helpful, spending time with him and Aaron and just kind of relaxing that way.
Yeah, how excited are you for the holiday season? You got I know Aaron and her family celebrate Thanksgiving, and you got Christmas and everything coming up. How excited are you for doing that for the first time as a dad?
Oh, it's gonna be awesome. Thanksgiving is obviously, like you said, a little more of a, but no, I'm more brought into that tradition by default, so to speak. But I love it so far, and obviously they, like you said, the family, especially on Aaron's side down in Georgia, they do it. They do it for real. They celebrate the right way. And I was fortunate enough to go there, obviously, during the COVID break when we had Thanksgiving off back then. So sadly, I can't make it this year. But they'll be celebrating big down there. And Christmas is always going to be awesome once that comes around, especially having the whole, leading up to it and everything for the first time. It's going to be cool.
Phil, I'll just tell you this. With Thanksgiving, just show up hungry. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what I've learned over the years. That a lot of really friendly people are inviting me over too. So it's a good crew to be around.
Is it fun too for both of you to kind of learn, like, you know, the different traditions from, you know, different countries that you're from, that he can kind of grow up in both?
Yeah, exactly. No, I think that's been awesome. Obviously, we have Midsummer, which is a really big thing that we celebrate in Sweden. Took Aaron to last a couple of times back in Sweden, and we celebrated even here in Nashville the years that we haven't been able to go back for the summer. And that's something that Felix will experience, hopefully firsthand when we get back there next summer. But we did a little Midsummer celebration here, but he was obviously just over a month old, so he probably won't have too many memories from that, but there certainly will be a lot of them in the future.
No better job than being a dad, Philip. Before we go, Philip, Christmas is around the corner, as you know, and my great co-host Chase here, he's too nervous to ask you, but he would like two goals from you tonight. Is that okay?
That early for Christmas? That'd be a Thanksgiving. Yeah. That'd be more of a Thanksgiving gift. So I'll get to work on that, see what the elves got working in the back.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you.
If that happens tonight, that would be awesome.
Thank you, Philip.
Philip.
Yeah, you guys keep putting that in the universe, and we'll see what happens.
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's get 2 points tonight. That's all that really matters. But, hey, thanks so much for doing this, and happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Same to you guys. Take care.
So yeah, Philip Forsberg joining us here on the program as they are in action tonight against the Philadelphia Flyers. And if he scores 2 goals tonight because of this,
that'll be a commercial for perpetuity. We'll play it every break, every corner.
Just like the guy falling asleep.
That's right.
It will be played for sure. Man. So Max will have pregame for you at 6 o'clock. Puck drop just after 7 at Bridgestone Arena as the Predators take on the Flyers. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.